stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning and welcome to Thursday. It's November 10th.
Good morning.
It's almost the holidays, huh?
It is. Oh, my gosh. You're right. Thanksgiving's literally, what, in 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, it is. They're already selling turkeys and everything.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh, I'm excited. Go to the stores. That's what you heard.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I don't go to the store. You
no?
Gotta go there. I never go to the store.
Oh, it's always the lady, right?
Exactly.
That's stereotypical.
Yeah. I've had enough of the stores. You know?
Yeah, I don't blame you. I was so hungry on my way here, and I had 15 extra minutes. So I stopped at the little market down the street. I need to become a little more patient, but tell me, this was ridiculous. This lady had one cart of things. There were only two cash registers open, first of all. Mm-hmm. But she had a full cart of things. But she had the cashier bring up everything in three separate checkouts. So she wanted, like, this certain batch, you know, she was going to do
wow.
that. Wow,
and you're right behind
card.
Her?
Yeah, she had two different cards and then cash. So she wanted to be charged three different ways.
Wow.
I'm thinking, lady, I've got five more minutes. Hurry up. I want to have time to eat my nachos.
Yeah.
Nachos in the morning.
Yeah, you
great,
see,
right?
That's why I don't go to the store.
Unbelievable. No, you're kidding. I know. My head was really about to burst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it is, you know. Anyway, there's not much news here, but we do have great guests in the studio this morning. So we're going to bring them in and this way. They got theme music, too. Sounds kind of like a 60s, 70s type of a thing. All right, enough of that. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Whoops. Hello. What did I do with your mic here? Hold on just a second. Let me figure it out.
Uh-oh.
Okay, there
technical
you are.
Technical difficulties.
Okay, there you are. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
And that was Crystal, and that's Tanya. Good morning to you, ladies.
Hi.
And we're missing one girl, and she's probably going to be here soon, right?
Yes, she is.
Okay, good. So we played the introduction, which is for ghost girls, and that's what you women are known as.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So before we get into the background and everything, just tell us briefly what Ghost Girls is about.
We commune with spirits. We communicate with them.
You do?
We don't bring spirits back or anything. We just know how to communicate with them.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Reality or acting, though? This is an acting? Explain. What's the series?
Reality.
Oh, it is?
We really do.
That's
we have
a reality
very high
show.
Intuition.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
And we commune with spirits.
Really? And you all do, all three of you?
Yes. We all have different... different gifts,
right?
But we all can commune with spirits.
Yeah. So
we're
how
all
did
open
you
get, to it.
How did you find each other?
We were all casted separately for the show, actually. But once we came together, there was just this magical click that mm-hmm. all three of us just get along really well, and mm-hmm. it's fun. We have a blast. We have a blast.
It's so fun.
I'm sure. Wow, that's cool. So, is this on TV yet, or what's the...
It's a pilot right now.
It's a pilot. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, okay, well, that's good. Thanks very much for coming, and we'll see you later.
Thank you for having us.
The end.
The end.
We got up early for nothing. You know we're nocturnal, so this is not the normal hour for us.
It's daylight. Oh, my goodness.
Really? Do you guys function better at night?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Really?
We all three stay up all night long, so this is like... very early for
well,
us.
Well, we have our triple
coffee.
Espresso
coffee.
Right here.
So I'm curious, though, because you all are actors as well, right? Mm-hmm. And this is just something that kind of started out as maybe a hobby, and fortunately you found kind of cross paths with the director that wanted to put up this series.
Exactly.
Explain. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And how long have you been doing this?
The Ghost Girls?
Mm-hmm.
I've been a part of the show for 3 months. Mm. And, you know, like you said, it was just something that, you know, I was in tune with and open to. And then Thomas, you know, we found each other, and he asked me if I would be interested in it. Absolutely.
Who's Thomas?
Thomas is our producer.
I see.
The creator
okay.
of the show.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Producer, director.
So
producer,
he put you all together kind of a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Auditioned you separately?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
We actually just had, like, general meetings, mm-hmm. and he spoke with us for a few hours.
I was going to say, what does this consist of?
Yeah, yeah. He spoke with me for a few hours, and he actually, he said, you're the other link to the other girls.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how did he come up with the idea? I mean, is he like into ghosts and horror and all that kind of stuff? Or
he's just crazy. Just wait till
is
you
he really?
Him. Just
he
wait
is
till you something meet him. Else. He's his own entity in himself.
Mm-hmm.
So
really?
He's a magical being. He's a
really?
Magical little man who just comes in and lights up the room.
Ball of energy.
He is just, yeah. So he's
really?
Very in here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to meet him.
Yeah.
He's coming, right?
Yes, he
is. Coming.
He's on his
okay.
way.
Yeah, we have a couple of people who are late to their own radio show, but
yes.
that's okay.
Yes.
Spanking time.
Yeah. Where's the paddle? Where's the paddle?
Yeah.
The first
well, it's right
murder
here
on the show.
Just
yeah.
kidding.
I'm sure the reason is going to be LA traffic, right? Is that
that's
the,
it.
Of course.
Yeah. That's yeah. It's the protesters.
On. We didn't yeah. see any traffic coming over.
We yeah. zipped right over. We yeah. had like, you know, half hour to chill out in the car. And
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So let's find out a little bit about you. Crystal, are you originally from LA? Or did
I was born in Canada.
Oh, wow.
I was raised in L.A. since I was 5 years old.
Where in Canada were you
Alberta,
born?
Edmonton, Alberta.
Really?
That's where I was born.
Wow.
I'm Native American, so uh-huh. I'm a dual citizen, so I can live wherever I want.
Really?
Basically.
Oh,
wow.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So you're born in Canada, but you're automatically American as
absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
Right?
I see it as, you know, Canada and United States is one country
yeah,
to the Native Americans.
Yeah.
There's no border.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See? Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
We're lucky.
Yeah. You get to live in two countries.
You can marry me if you want.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. I'm ready. So you moved out here when you were 5 years old.
Yes. 5 and a half.
Your parents obviously moved you, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the reason they moved
my
out
mother
here?
Was an actress. She studied at American Academy of Dramatic Arts. She got accepted there. So she, you know, being 27 years old with 3 kids, you know, hopped in a Jeep in U-Haul mm-hmm. and we moved here 3 days on the road and went to school full time. My grandmother helped raise us.
Uh-huh.
That sounds like
and
a movie.
She my mother is, I mean, this woman, 27, 3 kids, full-time
yeah.
student,
wow.
drove across the country, you know, put us all in school and she went to school full-time and she's just, you know,
yeah,
is
a
amazing.
Single mother, right?
Single mother, yes.
Wow.
No,
my father lives
three
in Canada.
27. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. She started early, huh?
Graduated top of her class.
That's
you know,
wow.
Everyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. She's accomplished
currently
a
an
lot.
Actress, then?
She's actress, director, producer. She does it all.
That's
she's
really
actually
neat.
Filming a TV series in Canada right now called Blackstone.
Ah.
Oh, wow. So it's a family of actors and everything.
Yeah, we're all in the business
all
somehow.
All entertainers. Really? Your sisters, too?
My two brothers and
your
I.
Your two brothers.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah.
Cody Lightning and William Lightning.
Nice.
Oh, wow. And you're Lightning, too?
Yes, I am.
Really?
Real name, Crystal Lightning.
Wow, how cool.
No, I'm not a stripper.
So, what about yeah. you, Tanya? Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Las Vegas.
Oh, really?
Which is rare. No one's yeah. born in Las Vegas.
I know.
Right?
I know. Nobody's born
crazy.
In Las Vegas. Yeah.
I'm always very intrigued by people born in Las Vegas. I feel like you're just a different, you know, I'm like, I want to get to know you.
We are a different breed.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Definitely a different breed. Everything is like fake and a facade and
yeah.
pretend and magical and...
It's awesome,
where,
though.
Yeah, that's probably where I get my crazy, whimsical self.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you grew up there in Vegas as well?
I did. I grew up actually on the outskirts of Vegas. People mm-hmm. are always, they're like, you're from Vegas, so did you like live on the Strip? And it's like, no, mm-hmm. people actually live in neighborhoods. There's
right.
neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Real
you
people.
Have Henderson and Green Valley.
Yes.
And,
so
yes.
I was, our ranch was over near Wayne Newton's ranch, and we had horses. I grew up with horses and,
oh, cool.
and chickens and goats. And
very neat.
So
yeah.
Among my many talents, I can do
what part
farm
of Vegas was it?
Well.
I mean,
like out in the outskirts, Henderson.
Yeah.
Close
oh,
to
Henderson.
Henderson.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I know Vegas very well. I lived there twice in the 70s and in the 90s.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. So I could see the big differences, you know, in what's going on and stuff.
I was always lost as a child, and I couldn't figure it out. I thought, you know what? But it's because the landmarks are constantly changing there. There's
right.
like they're always putting up new shopping centers, taking down old ones. tearing down this, putting up that, and in months, in 1 month, there'll be a whole new building.
Oh, really? Wow.
And then you're like, where am I? And I was always lost.
Yeah. Really? I've only been to Las Vegas twice.
Really?
Oh, and I can't remember either.
<I'm kidding. laughs> That's what happens.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah,
exactly.
There you go. So you grew up in Vegas. At what point did you decide you want to move?
I moved to California 6 years ago just to get away and have a healthier lifestyle. It's a little wild in Vegas.
Really? Were you wild?
Yeah. So I moved to the beach. And then I started, my friend, I lived in Laguna Beach. My friend had a comedy show. And he would ask me to be on the show.
Nice.
So I realized that I have a little bit of a talent for comedy, and I enjoyed it, and I liked being in front of the camera, so I moved to Hollywood. Here I am.
Wow. Welcome. How long have you been in Hollywood now?
Yeah. I've been here for 6 months.
Really? No way. Only 6 months.
But I've been involved on the Ghost Girls show for 2 years now.
Wow.
So I was commuting back and forth from Orange County.
Right.
So far away.
Right. Now, Crystal said she's only been doing it for 3 or 6 months, did you say? Or
4 months, right?
4 months.
4 months, actually.
So what happened before that? I mean, you've been doing it for 2 years. Did you have different girls before?
We did. We had two different girls.
Oh, okay. So you're the original one from the original cast?
Yes.
I see. Okay.
I
And then we have the third one, of course, which is Janet. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Just try to get a little closer to the mic. Thank you. And it's okay. You weren't late. You just went to the bathroom, right?
I'm never late.
Yeah. Now, Janet, how long have you been with Ghost Girls?
I've been with Ghost Girls for, I believe, more than 4 months.
4 months. Okay. So, I see. So, there were two other girls, and then they replaced them both?
Yes.
I see. Okay. And so, you both sort of joined at the same time, right?
Yes. I think I came earlier.
Yeah, she was me.
Crystal was the
late bloomer.
So, how did you find out about it, Janet?
One day I just got a weird call from the producer, and he said, you know, I found your acting side and I found your studio side, and so I really felt like you'd be the girl. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy, because, you know, you don't just get a call from someone like this. And, yeah, so he was like, let's meet. So we met up, and he asked me a couple questions, which were regarding, you know, me as a person, how I am, in order to figure out whether or not I was the right person for the project.
Right.
And so after I think 5 minutes, Thomas was like, okay, fine. So I know that what I expected I have right now. So it's awesome.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Were you looking for something like this?
I always wanted to get involved in the project that would have something to do with either vampires or, you know, ghosts or something like that. But this was totally, this came out totally out of blue.
Right.
And the best thing out of it is that I could be myself.
You know? I see. You don't have to act or anything.
I mean, yeah, it's not like acting, you know, this is based on me.
I see.
As who I am, you know, and how I operate.
I see. Okay.
I'm dying to see this pilot.
After 9 p.m., huh?
I'm dying. I'm excited, yeah.
We're going to abandoned hospitals and haunted hospitals and...
Did you guys already shoot the pilot?
We're still shooting.
Oh, I see. Okay. So how long is the... Okay, we got a little note here.
Do you work as through a team then, or does this pilot, like, I mean, you have to, like, kind of single thing? So you work solo as well, where you go into a place
We're
alone?
Always together.
Always together.
Always together. Together. Sometimes we incorporate, you know, other girls with different tools and, you know, that can help talk to the ghosts
and explain
better than
this.
Us.
So, for example, a hospital.
Yes.
An abandoned hospital or...
Abandoned hospital. It was in... Where was this one?
Chula
Vista?
Linda Vista. Linda Vista,
yeah.
So you go in there, and what do you do?
You can automatically feel that there are tons of spirits in there. They have these frequencies... You can measure frequency, and you go into a room, and the frequency shoots up in red. There's a ghost right next to you.
No way.
A spirit,
yes.
It's true. And you can feel it, too.
Yeah, and if you're open to it, you can hear and see things that other people can't see. There's definitely spirits all around us at all times.
People are just afraid and they close themselves off. We're just able to open and you know,
I see.
Be open to
Now, I believe in spirits.
I don't like saying the word ghost though. But is there a difference between spirits and ghosts, or no? It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Same thing. Okay.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I just prefer the word spirit.
Yeah.
I do too.
We'll use spirits for you.
Yeah.
Now, Tanya, how did you know that you had that kind of a talent, the ability to see ghosts or know they're there or communicate with them?
Well, you're not going to lock me up for this, are you?
Well, that depends. We'll see.
Because I hear voices.
No way.
Yeah, I do. I actually hear voices. My mom has always had psychic capabilities, and she reads tarot cards for people. Mm-hmm. So I think gifted from my mom, and my mom teaching me to be open and that there are different frequencies out there that we're just not tapped into. It's like radio stations that we haven't tuned into. Mm-hmm. So knowing that my mother has these abilities opened me up to having these abilities.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, and so I hear voices. I get, you know, senses of presence of ghosts and spirits, and I like to call them angels.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. I like that, yes.
So, and spiritual guides. Mm-hmm. So I hear the voices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think it's more common that, I think everybody has this ability.
Everybody
in a way.
Has
it's just
it.
A matter of believing
it's
it.
It's a matter of being open to it and accepting it and listening, mm-hmm. Because everybody does have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I hear voices too, but I think it's my neighbors having sex.
Oh my
God.
Womp womp.
Our ghosts having sex.
Yeah. Now, what's the difference? I actually was watching something yesterday, and I can't remember the news lady, but she had a special guest on that was able to actually kind of speak and hear what Michael Jackson, for example, had to say, because he was.
Oh wow.
Is that similar? I mean that's psychic, but is there a term for that where she's able to get into different celebrities that have died?
I think there's different levels.
Mm-hmm.
There's people who are psychics who actually know. What I know, what she doesn't know, and you know the future and stuff like that. And then there are people like me, for example, who I'm just open to listening, and I know that there's spirits out there, so I can listen and hear them.
It's the word you're looking for is channel.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can channel the spirits through you.
I see. Okay. Wow.
And I have to say, personally, I don't believe that anybody knows the future because different things can affect
destiny.
What's going to happen.
Right.
But I do know and believe that you can know what happened in the past, and you can definitely know right now.
Wow.
I mean, they use psychics that know about the past to help solve murder mysteries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Murder mysteries that they could never figure out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so they solve them. Right.
Solve now, Janet, when did you first realize you have some kind of ability or, this ability to communicate with ghosts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ever since I was a child, I was always different, in a way that I would feel or see things that, most people wouldn't see. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what it was exactly, because if you're a child and no one has that in your family, you may be sometimes treated a little weird because you would behave weird because that's not how everyone is.
Right.
So first, when I came to Hollywood, I've met my current astrologer. And so he looked at my astrology and he said, wow, I could see things. So you see this, and that. And I'm like, I always thought it was normal because I've always been like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty interesting stuff, I'm feeling like I'm nothing now. I have no ability to communicate.
You're
with
nobody.
I'm telling you.
Everyone is something.
No such talent.
We can teach you how.
Thank you.
Just breathe with us.
Come with us.
Part of the reason why women can communicate with ghosts better and, talk to spirits or whatever it's called, because we're more sensual and sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're more loving. And that is kind of what happens when you are in tune with love and with God.
Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
I'm Ukrainian.
Okay.
Wow, you speak perfect
the
English.
The accent is just already like sensual.
Yeah.
I'm
like,
Well, thank you.
Go on.
You need to teach yoga.
I teach acting, and I'm about to publish my first book. So I'm really excited because what I teach, the way I teach acting, is exactly through that. It's partially esoteric, and partially there is a technique that gives you a way to, break down the script, and it also deals with you. So it's like it hits you from three sides, which develops I help people to develop that kind of a psychic ability. Because everyone has that. Like Tanya said before, everyone, we are the same seeds of the trees.
Right.
We have the same program. It's just that certain people are more in tune with that, and certain people are just unaware because nobody showed them before.
Or not open to it completely.
Not open, because like I said, no one either showed them or said, you know, it's safe.
Yeah.
You know?
Or someone's skeptical, like me. I'm a big skeptic, you know.
Well, because you never saw it.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Once you see that, the day I stopped being a skeptic is when certain things happened to me where I realized, okay, it's not funny.
Really?
It's serious. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So once that happens to you or to anyone else, that's when they stop being skeptical. But these things do exist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Crystal, did it start with you at an early age, too? I mean, did you realize you had ability?
Well, I'm Native American, and I've had, you know, certain ceremonies growing up because of my culture and stuff like that. It's a very spiritual culture,
right.
Where you're automatically, that's part of who you are.
Right.
So I've experienced, you know, I think I was 12 years old when this when I first realized I have something special.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It was my womanhood ceremony, which when you become a woman, when you, you know, have your first moon, you know, my tribe does it a specific way, but you have a ceremony that helps you, you know, go into womanhood and gives you strength and everything else. And a few things happened to me where I was like, wow. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Just accept it.
Yeah. So you're saying that in the Native American community, or let's say in just the culture. Right? There's a lot of people like that. I mean, they develop this ability.
It's just there. You just believe in the Most High, and you believe that there are spirits out there, that there are spirits out there, and you just have to listen. You're taught to embrace it and to listen and to do what they say.
Wow. Yeah, Janet?
And to some people it could sound scary, but it's safe.
Yeah.
And if you're positive and you're, you know, communicating to spirits or you're feeling something and you still remain positive and calm, no one's going to harm anyone.
Yeah.
Have you ever had an experience, though, where you actually were a bit scared?
Yes.
And explain or do tell.
My first apartment when I was living, you know, by myself for the first time was haunted. And I was terrified the first time I heard the radio go on when I was alone. Nobody was in my living room. The radio went on very softly. I came out. I turned it off. And then I went back in my bedroom, and I heard my front door unlock. I came out. It was unlocked. Nobody was in my house but me. And I was so scared. And so it started happening, you know, a couple days after that. Not every day, but a couple days after that. And I had one of my friends come in, and she's like, this is definitely haunted, but it's not a bad spirit. So then I was just kind of like, oh, that's just, that's Lindsay. She wants me to acknowledge her.
Yeah, I get really freaked out, especially if I hear something in my house, you know, that's moving. I mean, that terrifies you. I automatically think someone's in my house, and then I've got a bat. I'm ready to, like, tear them up.
That's what I thought. Somebody broke in. Somebody's hiding.
No, but my question is this. It's like, you know, when I saw what movies with Demi Moore, Ghost, right? The movie Ghost. They were showing you that the spirits don't have the ability to interfere with the physical world, right? So how can they possibly make noise? I mean, you know, that's the whole point about being spiritual. You're not in the material world.
Right.
Well,
you don't see them doing it.
Yeah. You can communicate through electronics is their easiest way to communicate.
Through electronics?
Yeah, through your electronics. Turning off lights, you know, interrupting the radio frequency.
Yeah. Why would they do that, Janet? Why would they interrupt the frequency and...
Well, first of all, we have to go back to Einstein, who proved that energy is matter. And the more energy that spirit has, the more powerful it is. And so there are certain things that we don't see with our eyes because, you know, people believe what they see, but they don't know what they don't see.
Right. And but so my question is, I mean, how are the ghosts able to intervene in the physical world where they're actually spirits? I mean, that's the difference between being a spirit and being a person, is that when we're in the material world, we can affect things and move them around and do whatever.
Right.
But as spirits, you're in the spiritual world. You know, by definition, you can't interfere?
Basically, what I'm saying is that spirits consist out of energy, mm-hmm. and if energy equals matter,
right,
then the more strong, the stronger mm-hmm. the spirit is,
right.
They could. We think, you know, that physical should go with physical, like mm-hmm. Cup stands on the table, you know.
Right.
But we don't see, and it's normal because that matter could get very strong.
I see. Okay. Well, we got a scientist here. How do I argue with that? How do
well,
you argue
you
with
Google
Einstein?
It. You
know. No, I know the E equal MC squared. That's what it's all about. You know. That
okay,
that,
Mr.
And, yeah.
mathematician scientist.
Well, we had to dabble into that if we talk about spirits and energy, you know.
That's
funny, yeah. So now tell us a little bit about the show, Tanya. What does the show consist of? What do they show you do?
It shows us in our daily lives, mm-hmm. Hanging out with each other. We talk about what we're going to do. We like to visit cemeteries.
Do you really?
Like fun.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
What happens in the cemeteries? A lot of spirits running all over the place? I mean, why would they want to stay there if they can be anywhere? Janet?
Well, the reason why the spirits stay there is because when a person dies, good people go to heaven, you know. They, mm-hmm. they go and transform. That energy transforms into something better. Those lows... souls, you know, who are either there at their graves, those are the people who are mostly sinners or the ones who didn't resolve certain issues while they were here on earth,
right,
in a body. So they're just left there, and you know, since they know that a lot of people are visiting them, and that's like a gathering of ghosts,
mm-hmm.
they stick to that particular place.
Wow. Okay. So I'm not going to cemeteries anymore.
Unresolved.
Yeah.
There's things in their
unresolved.
Lives that were unresolved. Yeah. They
but
haven't
still, why
over.
Would they stay there?
That's where their friends are.
Oh, okay.
Think about it. They're
birds flock.
Right. Yeah. Birds flock together.
You see, the problem I have with this is we're defining this by human and physical terms, things that we know. But to me, a spirit can be anywhere. You know, it doesn't
they
have to be
everywhere.
In a...
They're everywhere. In...
They're here. Sam, there are
no,
spirits
but,
here.
But what I'm saying is they don't have to stay in the cemetery. They can be anywhere.
Right. Oh, they
you
don't. And they don't necessarily think that cemeteries are a scary thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where their bodies are buried.
Right.
You know, so their spirits, like Tanya said, all their friends are there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's going on?
Really?
Let's have a party.
Yeah. It's the hangout.
Yeah. Automatically, people think, oh, cemetery, you know, because
yeah.
it's true, you know, dead bodies are buried there. But for right. the spirit world, that's an exciting place for them.
Yeah, yeah. See, for you, you embrace it. It is part of your culture, you know? I mean,
yeah, it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you talk to spirits all the time and all kinds of rituals
meditation
and things like that,
and,
right?
You know, you, absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to make sure we have time for, I heard you guys have some interesting
yes. We have some special wand gifts for the hoes.
Uh-huh.
spirit toys.
Uh-huh.
And a couple other fun things for you
and
guys.
And my favorite little friend is here, Fluffy.
Fluffy? Who's Fluffy?
Fluffy? Fluffy's coming in to see you guys. I hope you're not scared of spiders.
Tarantulas.
Oh, you have tarantulas? Why would you have
what
a tarantula?
Fluffy.
Huh? A
That's
fluffy tarantula.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, why would you have a tarantula?
That's Tanya's pet.
Oh, it is your pet.
That is to make sure that any man that comes into my life
mm-hmm.
has big balls.
You're kidding. You serious?
That helps.
Yeah, because
having
if he has big balls,
uh-huh.
he can handle a tarantula, right?
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Oh,
she needs big
you
balls.
Have big balls, Sam?
Yeah. Not physically, but I do have big balls, yeah.
What is mean?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because that's what she means,
I mean,
you know?
I got you, I got
she didn't mean the physical size of your balls, but, you
oh, my
know,
gosh. They've yeah. got a box, and I think they're coming in.
Those are the spirit
in.
Toys.
We... Come on in, you
Come
guys.
In, Frank.
Okay, well, whatever. I mean, I'm losing control of my show.
Well,
okay,
we've got some cool things
As long
coming
as
in.
There is no ghost taking over
oh,
the show,
my Lord.
Everything is okay.
Yeah. Well, too bad we can't show this on the radio, you know, but we'll try and describe it. So a man walked in here whom I don't know who he is.
Frank.
But that's
our
Frank,
spiritual
okay.
advisor.
Hi, Frank.
I'm the mad monster scientist.
Yeah.
Ooh,
okay.
I like
all
it.
All right, so he brought all kinds of, I don't know what it is, what you'd call
spirit
it,
toys.
Artifacts, whatever.
Oh,
wands.
And, okay, so he's given them wands. They're small wands. They have feathers on them. Okay, I'm holding it too. Oh, and a crystal. It's got a crystal on it. And feathers.
For you, I think.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
No, yeah, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Oh. Janet,
so they're so pretty. Explain these.
You're supposed to look at it whenever you're feeling bad.
Uh-huh.
And remember that everything's very good.
Everything's very good. Okay.
I watched The New Girl last week or something, and she had something like this, but it was kind of called the, like, let your emotions out. When you hold this, you have the right to tell exactly how you feel.
Yeah.
So explain, like, is there a reason for the crystal at the one tip and then the feather on the other side? Is there a meaning behind this, symbolic?
The feather is for decoration.
Okay.
He knows the new hip trends. Right now, feathers are big.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
The crystals amplify energy.
Okay, the crystals amplify energy.
And the wand itself is like a capacitor.
And the wand is like a capacitor.
This
okay.
is so cool. Where do you find these? I love it.
He makes them.
He made
You made this. Oh, my God. Yeah. It makes it even more special. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, what can people find them anywhere? I mean, do you sell them if people want them?
We have them available.
Okay.
Indeed.
All right. Well, it's hard to have you on the air because you're not really on the mic, you know, but you brought us some things here. What are those? Crystal, describe some of the things you brought here. There's a skull. There's a skull here. Why
that's
do we have a skull?
That's for the fourth ghost girl.
Oh, for the fourth ghost girl.
Yes.
Oh, so you guys are planning on another one.
Mm-hmm.
Why, three is not enough?
No, Fluffy is the
There's
fourth.
Charlie's Angels. Oh, no.
Ghost pet.
Yeah, very
Let's
nice.
See how
That's
big
fluffy.
Your balls are, Sam.
That's
oh
a
my
tarantula.
Gosh.
Well, my balls just shrank.
There is a tarantula. Why is that? Guys are always more scared of, like, snakes and spiders. It doesn't bother me.
No, I'm not scared of it. I thought you were.
Amy wants to say hi.
Oh, you thought I was. Yeah. Whatever.
It's okay. Don't open the box.
She's trained.
Spiders
she really
are very
is.
Gentle.
She'll
They're very
stay
soft.
On.
Well,
Tanya tells
skull.
Her to stay. She yeah. likes to sit on it.
And the skull. Now, why do you have a tarantula? I mean, so it's a pet, but why is it part of the show? Or is
what
it?
Do you mean, why is it part of the show? Because it's part of my life. It's my Fluffy.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. But it doesn't
you
help you.
Hear me?
But it doesn't help you with the ghosts or anything, does it?
No. It's just what I like. I like having a pet tarantula. I mean, why do you have a dog?
No. I'm not questioning that personally. I'm just asking why is he bringing
Tanya
it in
is
here
getting in her
as
character.
Part of the show.
We wanted to see how big your balls were. Yeah.
All right. Now you know.
I love it. I like toys. This is my favorite part. You know?
This is Uncle George.
Uncle George is very hairy. A real skull of what?
Okay, that's not really a skull. That's a, what they call
it's
this
It's a
thing.
Real skull.
The shrunken head.
A shrunken head.
Mm-hmm. A little miniature.
With hair on it.
No way.
And it's hanging.
That is
and,
so cool.
Yeah, I don't
you
know
about
what
as big as your
hand.
Pictures of these things and add them on the Facebook page.
Right.
Pictures for our viewer, you know, listeners to see what
yeah.
we're seeing.
Yeah, you should put that on your website or something. So, now, what is this used for?
To hang out with us.
Yeah. He's just
yeah.
Uncle.
He's just a shrunken head.
Okay.
That's Uncle George.
I guess I just thought that you guys have things that you need in order to communicate with the ghost. So
we
this
like
is
to
just
have
a collection
too.
Of your toys
yeah,
and things
like
that.
Yeah, we like to
that.
Have fun, too.
We like
okay.
to have fun.
Okay, well, that's good. You can have fun.
Sam is like so. This is so foreign to Sam. He's like, what is this?
Well, I'm sure it's foreign to you too. Okay,
no,
what are these?
It's not.
No, it's not.
I have this stuff all over my room.
Really?
Well, not really, but it's not. You know, I mean, this is like some a personal interest, and when you have interest, you know,
that's true.
You collect and have different fun things
that resemble you.
Yeah,
that part
of you.
Yeah.
Some people collect things from different countries.
Yeah.
You know, funky memorabilia.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, Jenna, describe to us what he's doing now. What is this?
Well, Frank is doing pure magic. Mm-hmm. He could channel energy through this device.
Mm-hmm.
And so at one of our ghost girls gathering, we actually did a couple of things. Very interesting things. We actually communicated with Thomas's family, and I could feel, you know, I feel that cold kind of a breathe on,
smell of a
on
cigar.
My skin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I could feel everyone we were calling. So, you know, with the help of this device, you could communicate to ghosts.
Mm,
what
okay.
is this device called? Did you make this?
Yes.
Okay.
It looks... Dowsing rods.
Ah.
What are they called?
Dowsing rods.
Dowsing rods. Okay, so he's holding two of them, and they're kind of like L-shaped, and they're moving. Now, I don't know if you're
they
moving
follow
them
follow the energy?
Or... Wow.
No, he does not move
react
them.
Energy.
Yeah. Wow, this is pretty cool stuff, yeah.
We can ask yes or no questions.
Really?
To spirits. Yeah, so if you have a spirit you want to talk to,
right.
we can find information out right here.
No way. The spirit is really strong. They'll move really fast.
Yeah, if you would want to do this live. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can call on any spirit and they would be here?
Not if they want to.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, and if they are, the rods will move really fast.
Really? Wow.
Okay.
So why don't you call up on a ghost or something, Janet?
Well, why don't we pick one that we want?
Yeah?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
Yay.
My grandpa.
Okay.
Nice.
Grandpa
Your
Dougie.
Grandpa.
Yeah.
So
grandpa
now you Dougie. Just so she all she has to do is ask and grandpa will be here?
Well, first we want to say a prayer.
Okay.
Okay. Because we want to make sure that we clear the energy in the room.
And that's okay.
And that we want to bring positivity. We don't want to bring any negative spirits. We want to make sure to bring only love and light to the situation.
Okay.
So
who's going to do the prayer?
Clear the air. Tanya.
I can do a little prayer for us.
Okay.
Dear God, dear universe, dear heaven, please protect us. Please let us be open, clear channels of light and love, and only bring positive spirits to visit us here today. And we call upon Stephanie's grandfather, great-grandfather or grandfather?
Grandfather. Daddy.
Grandfather, to be with us and to visit us and give us any information that she may need to know, to share the love and the light, and only bring good to the situation. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
This thing's moving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pointing to you.
Yeah. No, he's not.
He's pointing right at you. Yes.
Sam, you have to believe.
I believe.
Can
I'm trying. No,
I mean,
you seem not to believe, but
it helps
to
take deep breaths. Always stopping to take nice deep breaths.
Mm-hmm.
It only works if a person is 100% believing, because if you're 1% skeptical, it kills everything, and then you block your channels that could actually, you know, help you to tune into it.
Right.
And so it's very emotional. That's why, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
They're very, we could joke around about it, but it's very serious.
Right, right. Okay, well, so I wanted to ask something I forgot. But, ask something.
Grandpa's here. Do you want to ask Grandpa anything?
I just want to know if Grandpa has anything to say.
Mm.
I don't have any personal questions for Grandpa. I know he's
well. He's here. Yeah.
What's
his
name?
Grandpa Doug.
Dougie.
Yeah. So now you're saying this is like radio. It's like radio wave, and then you raise like an antenna, and you can tune in into it, right? It's like there all the time.
Yes.
All these
spirits.
Exactly.
Yeah. So when I'm skeptical, there is no antenna or anything. Okay.
You're blocking it.
I see. Okay.
Well, there is a way to actually learn that for men as well, and that purely an acting called emotional availability.
Mm-hmm.
So if a person is in the moment right now all the time, that comes right with it. You know, if you check one box, all the boxes get checked.
Right.
So pretty much that kind of triggers all the other positive change. But if a person is aware of themselves and if that person is believing in spiritual and sane, that would come.
I see. Okay. All right. So, all right. Well, is this it pretty much, Ralph? What's that thing?
This box here.
There's a box.
Sets up magnetic fields.
A magnetic field. Okay.
And it's one should be able to feel the difference with the field of energy.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So what do you feel in the box?
I'll set it up here.
Did you make this box or paint it?
Well, we made it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It all really looks like Native American stuff, you know? I mean, all the decorations and things like that. I put my hand in there? Okay. It's a box with a hole in it. It's hollow, and I'm sticking my hand in it. And I'm trying to see if something's going to happen. I'm not feeling anything, but maybe just holding my hand in there.
Well, it's hard, too, when you're on the radio. You want to be able to probably do this at a, you know, very private, more personal, where you can truly focus on...
Yeah, and concentrate, because these things,
out
a lot of people make jokes about it, but it's very serious. I mean, whenever someone is somebody says, okay, I'm ready to see them, and I'm going to spiritually grow and try to understand how to do that, that day, when that person says that, the change would happen and one would be able to do it, because every one of us has that ability.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's pretty cool stuff.
You should be in alpha state when you want to. Alpha state is when your brain is going 7 to 10 frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
When it slows down and you're calm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because naturally when we walk around and we talk to everybody, you know, and our mind's going really fast. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, 20 to 30 frequencies.
Right.
When you're in alpha, 7 to 10, and you're in a state where you can accept and be
more
open
receptive.
To things, more receptive.
Oh, wow.
Meditative state, pretty much, or where dogs are, you know, when they're resting. So when they're sleeping, but they're not asleep, you know, they're just resting, they're cool.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Also,
well, Stephanie's doing things there.
Well,
I'm
I was going to say, explain what's being done to me right now.
Yeah, well, what is he doing with her?
You'll feel in your hand.
Frank is doing Reiki. He is doing energy work on Stephanie right now.
Yeah, she's
so
closing
she's
her
gonna
eyes.
Explain what she feels. Also, I wanted to let you guys know you can find us on Facebook too.
Yeah.
Go
okay.
Scrolls on Facebook.
Okay. And we'll definitely put a link to your website and your Facebook on our
Thank
website.
You.
So yeah. Well, this is cool. So we should bring in Thomas just for a few minutes so he can give us what he wants to say. And so maybe Tanya, you can give him your seat for a moment or something, because okay, just wait till he comes in. But so Tanya, where do you
yeah,
want
Janet.
People? Janet, why am I calling you Tanya? I'm sorry. I'm looking at Janet and I'm calling her Tanya.
See, it started working.
It yeah,
started.
This thing, well, we have a box between us here.
You're losing your mind slowly but surely.
<I am. laughs>
That was really cool.
Right?
So we just finished.
Really?
I mean,
what
first,
happened?
Well, you have to focus, obviously. But I felt just an energy, something throughout my whole body, honestly, and a weight on my hand, and even my head.
And he wasn't
more
even touching
open
you.
Space, right?
Here
right.
you go. You said weight on your head, on your hand. That's answering your question when you said why, you know, ghosts could open the doors or turn up the radio. That's exactly how. Because if you have a strong energy field, you could that energy turns into a very powerful matter that could move and move things with its energy. It's like a wind.
Right.
So, yeah.
So I'm just curious, because he was doing something just very simple. He had, you know, his hands basically around mine without touching them, and they were kind of shaking. So was he thinking something in particular? Was he just...
He was putting energy into it.
He was channeling the energy.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Very neat.
Working through you.
Wow. So what did you
without
feel,
touching.
Stephanie? Did you feel
well,
anything?
Well, I felt... I just energy in general going throughout my whole body, a weight kind of on my hand, and then my head
warm.
Just... You know, an opening
really?
Space with my head.
So you don't think it's like suggestive or something? I mean, you don't think it's because you expect it to happen, it happens?
Well, I do believe in general with life and everything. If you believe in something, you have to believe to make anything happen, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen if you don't believe in it.
Right.
But no, I don't think that's why this happens.
Mm.
Nothing's going to happen if you don't believe at all. I'm
yeah,
sure.
That's true.
You have to be in the moment.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, Thomas is in the studio. Go ahead.
Hello, how you doing, Sam?
Good, good. So you're the brain behind all this.
Well, a half a brain.
Yeah. Better get close to the mic,
no
Thomas.
Problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
Half a brain.
I love
okay.
your voice. Yeah. First of all, you need to do voiceover work.
Oh, thank you. I used to do radio years ago. That's why I'm bald and I have heart problems. So I got behind the scenes.
No.
So.
Yeah. Now, so tell us briefly how this idea came about for Ghost Girl.
Well, honestly, it was about 2004. And Frank Marks is a good friend of mine. He's also part of Biograph Company, which is producing the project.
Mm-hmm.
And it took us that many years to find three really authentic girls that we wanted that were really, I don't want to use the word psychic, but supernaturally inclined, clairvoyant. That were the real deal.
Mm.
And so just recently, within the last like year and a half, we started putting everything together.
Mm-hmm.
We found the lovely ladies here, and they are just absolutely perfect. They have a symbiotic energy between each other, which is just phenomenal.
Yeah. Now, how did you get interested in this subject?
Well, actually, I am kind of on the outskirts. I'm just a normal... producer, and our company is doing it with, of course, Frank Marx. But Frank is the one. He had worked with James Von Prague before. He is fairly well known. He's got a cult following. And he is the real deal.
Yeah.
As Stephanie was able to feel real energy there, you don't do that with other holistic healers.
I see.
You don't feel that. And Frank and I have known each other for 15 years. And when we first met, it was actually at one of the shows that my dad was a child actor years ago, and it was an autograph appearance. And when people felt that he really, you could feel things mm-hmm. from his hands for real, not coming out of your mm-hmm. mind,
right.
that sold it for me. And I
still feel it, like honestly.
You, really?
Yeah, I still kind of yeah. skeptic like you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and it's very real. And believe me, I'm like you are, Sam. That's what's nice. It's a good balance. I'm a skeptic in spirits.
Right.
Believe me. And I've seen things that, you know, we don't
really?
Even want to do them here, because if we yeah. did, you'd run in the other yeah. room.
Really?
You'd have to fill in the show.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'm all for it. Well, maybe know. At the next appearance. We
oh, yeah.
Time.
Oh, yeah. And if I may do a shameless plug here.
Yeah,
please
course.
Follow our Ghost Girls Facebook. Just type in Ghost Girls. Go to our website, which is www.ghostgirls.tv. About the show, just so you know, it is a reality-based show. We have the girls actually going to cemeteries, different places, but it's not your yucky, pulpy reality show.
Right.
It's totally different.
Yeah.
Nothing has been done like this, and it's done with class and reality. Right. It's a pilot we're doing,
right.
and we're looking, we're going to be hopefully going possibly to Fox
right.
or We Network. There's a lot of interest there.
Really?
And it's
well,
going to be
a
national series.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it is different, you know, and people like that, and I think now with movies like Paranormal Activity and things like that, you know, people are really into this again.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
And the thing is, that's nice about this show, it's more like a reality Addams Family show rather than just like paranormal, spooky, what have you, or
right.
like, you know, the other reality shows I don't even want to go into, because it's not like that.
Yeah.
It's done with class, it's done very well, mm-hmm. and it's just, nothing's been done like it before.
Yeah, that's true. It's pretty original.
Yeah.
You know, so are you guys still shooting the pilot, or is it done?
We are pretty much wrapped up right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've been very clandestine, because we have actually had people mm-hmm. that have been trying to, well, steal the format. I can't say any more than
yeah.
that, but we're trying to keep it a little bit under wraps, except for what we're saying here. But
right.
believe me, when the great stuff that's been done by everyone here, they've done a great job, and it's going to surprise everybody. We're not telling you everything.
Yeah,
so when you
yeah.
see it, it's going to be quite amazing.
Sounds good. Well, when do you think people are going to be able to see it on TV?
Well, we're hopefully going to be in the 2012 season, the fall season.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's all, you know, it's all a shoot of the dice.
Right.
You know, but we have a very good chance, because there's been nothing like this. We have gained a lot of, how do I put it without breaking confidentiality? There's been a lot of people, not a lot, but a few very powerful people in the industry that are very interested in this.
Wonderful. Well, you must have hit the mother load, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, we did
we'll
with the
see.
Girls. We have
yeah.
a wonderful team like you guys have. We have a wonderful team.
Wonderful.
And that's what we want to get out there. And it's for the whole family as well. It's not going to be so spooky. It's like a more reality serious Addams Family. That's what it is. And
yeah.
I want to mention too, all of the girls are really this way. They're very unusual.
Right.
Janet is unusual. Crystal is unusual. And Tanya is unusual in good ways, but in eclectic ways.
Right.
And when you see them on the show, mm-hmm. that's really them. That people are saying, oh, they're actors. Yeah. They've done modeling, acting. You know, Janet has an acting studio, but they're really that way.
Mm.
You know,
well,
which
good.
Kind of
that's
makes me a little more balder, but.
Well, that's what reality shows.
If it was fully scripted, that would be one thing, but it's not dramatized. So.
Right. Okay. Well, we're out of time, folks. So I want to thank Thomas. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Frank, thank you for showing us all the different things. Just
my pleasure.
Okay.
And for our, what was this called again?
The wand.
Magic wand. Oh, that's easy. Yeah. Okay.
We'll see. I'm gonna try and create some magic with it. We'll see what happens.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. So we have Crystal, Tanya, and we have Janet. Thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
And everybody go check out ghostgirls.tv and Ghost Girls on Facebook. And maybe we'll have you come back after you guys have made it.
That would be
Don't
great.
Don't forget about us. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Stephanie, thank you.
Of course.
We'll see you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.